All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Monday, September 21st. I'm Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. The state's two most popular fall high school sports will be back in play next week after initially being postponed until spring because of COVID-19. The Minnesota State High School League voted to restart volleyball and football next Monday for seasons at least through November. Although medical experts remain concerned about close contact activities, high school sports officials have said early indications in other school activities aren't showing noticeably greater risk of transmission. Bob Madison is an assistant league director who told the board about worries that football would be difficult to pull off in the spring.
What we don't know is what is the potential for our weather in March. We have data, but we're starting with snow on the ground and frozen fields in most cases. We're at the guise of weather and determining the future.
Volleyball will have an 11-week season with as many as 14 matches. Football is expected to have an 8-week season with 6 scheduled games and some postseason play. The state also announced a new COVID testing initiative today. The first of 10 saliva testing centers will open at the Duluth Entertainment Convention Center. It'll be part of a semi-permanent network of centers that will handle as many as 30,000 tests a day processed at a lab in Oakdale. Dan Huff is an assistant health commissioner.
Testing is free, and you will not be required to have an ID or insurance. It is open to anyone who feels they need to be tested, whether or not you have symptoms, but especially if you were exposed to someone who tested positive for COVID.
That's in addition to a push of conventional testing that will start on Wednesday in Pine City, Waseca, and Grand Rapids to continue over the next 4 weeks in response to high COVID case numbers. State health officials reported more than 930 new confirmed cases of COVID today, part of a recent rise in the case count that has officials concerned. Here's a look at the rest of the numbers. Health officials say they don't think focusing on any given day tells very much about the COVID pandemic, but they say they're worried about the recent uptick. 3 of the top 6 days for reported new cases have been since Friday. Added tests partly explain the new cases, but the percent of people testing positive is also back up above 5% after a dip late last week. Fortunately, deaths remain relatively low, with just 4 reported Monday, half of them in long-term care facilities. The 7-day average for hospitalizations fell below 250 in recent days, and intensive care patient counts continue to be stable. Health officials, however, say hospitalizations and deaths are lagging indicators, and the growth in cases may mean for more serious illness reported in the weeks to come. And here are some other stories we're watching. The Twin Cities YMCA is announcing new learning pods for low-income families and families with students of color to give kids tutors, internet access, and meals while the Minneapolis and St. Paul schools are teaching all their students from a distance. Businesses are donating $1 million to help support 100 students. And some other hopeful news today. A girl shot in the head by a neighbor last month has taken some of her first steps in the hospital. Michaela Salter Outlaw and her 29-year-old sister Kenesha were both wounded in what police say was a dispute between a neighbor and his wife that turned fatal in late August. Michaela was shot in the back of the head and seriously wounded. Her family said on a GoFundMe page update that she turned 13 on Sunday and has regained consciousness and been talking to her family at the hospital where she's recovering. Charges against Jason Messich said that he shot and killed his wife at their Bloomington home, then turned the gun on the family in the front yard of a home nearby. In sports, the Twins host Detroit tonight, ahead of what will be the run-up to the 16-team MLB playoffs set to start next week. A wild card series will start next Tuesday, and the division series starts October 2nd. The Lynx were scheduled to start the playoffs with a game against Seattle tonight, but that's been postponed because of what the WNBA says were inconclusive tests for COVID among some Storm players. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight will have mostly clear skies with lows in the upper 40s to the upper 50s. Tomorrow will be warmer with sunny skies and highs in the mid-70s to mid-80s. Tomorrow night will be clear with lows in the 50s. And that's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.